So that kind of answers part of my next question, which was, what has your relationship been with local politics? You kind of already hinted beforehand, it really wasn't.
It wasn't, so beforehand it was not there. And with this, it's become there. And now I find myself, so I do, so through an energy class I teach, we will, every semester I teach it, we do field trips. And one of the field trips is to look at this dynamic about the frac-free movement and the fracking ban and urban drilling in Denton. So I have guest speakers come. So I've stayed in touch with formal council members, with people who are still part of DAG, with actual city officials and things, and the gas inspector and things like that, so they can put me in contact with maybe operators who I could bring in and they could talk to class. So I stay involved in that way, because it's part of my class. But now, like the reverse setback stuff, there's nobody did research on that. So when the city was having debates about reverse setbacks, they called me and said, what can you tell us about what's going
You were
on?
their number one guy.
Well, they were like, what do we need to know? Like, not from a environmental science perspective, but from a how what's going on, what's the scene outside of Denton, and who else is doing this, and why, and what are some of the reasons for doing that?
So you mentioned that during the whole thing, you started getting really involved.